a classic with every bite. We are Solid Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your One Fat DJ, Chris Brown, inviting you to stay with me for a Northern Soul Spectacular. Yeah, Northern Soul. This is going to be 14 or 15 records, all Northern Soul. And we've got some fantastic ones for you. And during the show, I'm going to give you some background information about Northern Soul. Some you may know, some you may not, but still very interesting. Let's start with Jimmy Ratcliffe, Long After Tonight Is All Over, and Yvonne Baker, You Didn't Say a Word. This gives you a taste of where we're going.
Tonight with you, for the first time, I have learned what my lips are for. And darling, now that I've kissed you, I am craving to kiss you more. Let me tell you, long after tonight. Here in my arms, when I hold you, I can feel that the world is mine. Don't go away, don't you leave me, or I'll cry till the end of time. Let me tell you, long after tonight. Thank you.
Northern Soul was based in the north of England, and some say the North Midlands as well. In fact, Stoke features very heavily on the Northern Soul scene, and it starts in the mid to late 60s. The big Motown records were of no interest to those with a passion for Northern Soul. What they were after were the lesser-known artists, where the records were released in very, very limited numbers. And I'll talk about one in particular in a minute, but let's go on with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, obviously, and That's the Night. Yes, this got nowhere, nobody liked it until it was owned by the Northern Soul, then everybody wanted it and it became a smash hit. Also, Dee Clark, That's My Girl. That's My Girl. Brilliant. some of the most famous dance halls for Northern Soul were the Twisted Wheel in Manchester, the Blackpool Mecca. And what about the Golden Torch? Where was the Golden Torch? I tell you where it was. It was in Stoke-on-Trent. Yep, that is one of the most famous places for Northern Soul. And who can leave out the Wigan Casino? And that just names but a few. Northern Soul was famous not only for the music, but also for its dance style and also fashion. Yep, that's true. Here we go. Judy Street, what? Oh, I love that one. I really do. Jimmy James, A Man Like Me. Let's wrap this round with Dobie Gray, Out on the Floor. We're going from strength to strength.
Do you want me to get down on my knees? Beg you, baby, please cry a million tears.
Somebody showing any of the signs of a stroke, you don't have to think about it, you just dial 999. Use the FAST test. F, face. Has their face fallen on one side? Can they smile? A, arms. Can they raise both arms and keep them there? S, speech. Is their speech slurred? T, time. Time to call 999 if you see any one of these signs. Act fast, make the call, dial 999.
Get your indie fix right here on Solid Radio. Friday and Saturday nights from 6 p.m. We bring you the best in indie anthems with a side order of...
I haven't heard this one in ages.
Indie anthems on Solid Radio. Settle for run-of-the-mill radio. Get yourself the Solid Radio app to listen now. Download it from the App Store or Google Play. Listen live on solidradio.co.uk and tune in Friday and Saturday nights from 6 on Solid Radio.
A classic with every bite. We are Solid Radio.
But there's something now deep inside. Happen-
Now then, how did Northern Soul get its name? Allegedly from the Northern football fans who went down to London for a match. And when they were down there, they called in at the record shops, but they weren't interested in the black American soul charts, you know, like we were at the time. No, they wanted, like I was saying earlier, these batch releases, small batch releases. That's what they wanted. So the London shop owners, they copped onto this, and they said, listen, they're not interested in this soul. What they want is Northern Soul. And there you have it. And there you have it. Right, let's see what we got. Crying Over You, Duke Browner, Sam D's Lonely For You, Baby. You must be dancing to some of these, surely. Brown, your One Fat DJ, is here with you with the Northern Soul Show. Yes, indeed, we're playing some fantastic records, but we're also giving you the background information about Northern Soul. I do hope you're enjoying the show. Right, what were the best-known clubs? What were the best-known clubs? There was the Wigan Casino. Everybody talks about the Wigan Casino, but actually, the Golden Torch in Stoke-on-Trent was the original all-nighter. There you go. Girl Across the Street, Moses Smith, Julian Covey, A Little Bit Hurt. Go on, I'll put another one in then, shall I? I will. I'll put Gloria Jones, Tainted Love. Now, you may have heard that by somebody else.
No one knows where she came from. Everybody seems to care.
You're juggling loads of things. And when your kids are ill, you just want to help them feel better. But remember, you don't always need antibiotics to help them get better. For things like sore throats, coughs and colds, you can get advice from your local pharmacy. They'll recommend medicines to help with symptoms or pain. And the best thing is, you don't need an appointment. To find your nearest pharmacy, search NHS Choices.
Great songs. Day long.
She's a model and she's looking good.
You and me on a you should already know. It's just me, my baby. Oh, oh, be my baby. Oh,
this is Solid Radio. playing great songs all day long. On mobile, on the app, on Play Solid Radio, and online at solidradio.co.uk. This is Solid Radio News.
Radio bringing you Northern Soul. Say bringing you, it should have been brought you, because we're down to the last two records. These are 7 Days Is Too Long by Chuck Wood and the world's number one Northern Soul record, Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. Before we go, let me just tell you something, right? There were 250 copies of the 7-inch vinyl were released for Frank Wilson's Do I Love You? It went up for auction in 2009 and was sold for £25,000. Because what happened was, Frank Wilson went on to be a preacher and he wanted to concentrate on record producing and other things. So he had most of the copies destroyed. £25,000 in 2009. I would suggest that might be, what, £50,000 now? Who knows? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute blast. I do hope you've enjoyed it. Giving you some background information into Northern Soul. Let's play out with these two. Clear the floor. And as I said, we're going to finish with Happy Eggs. You know what I mean. So till next time, dance loud. Dance loud, sing proud, sing long. Ta-da!
First time I called you, girl, they said you wasn't wrong. And the second time I tried.